baking cloned hearts. A long line of hosts and clones trail up behind the massive earthwork temple. Each pair identical in every detail. The hosts, with their hands on the clones' shoulders, lead them forward to a massive pit of glowing embers. Red, wet rocks form a semicircle that oozes a thick stream of blood that passes through a large iron grate into a tube system that diverts it into many smaller pipes they empty into the pit. A noxious steam hisses from the coals as the little red rivulets dance and hiss as they splash into the fire. Clones lay down on the rocks, singing a mumbled drugged song to praise to the
Bog Shagog.
Clones are highly trained and conditioned to accept the sacrifice as their ultimate purpose in life. Black stone blades with serrated edges are used to cut away ribcage and pull free the still beating hearts. It takes a certain type of commitment to tear out the heart of a being that looks exactly like you. But the host priest pulls the heart out and shouts glories to the unending buzzing of
the Bog Shagog.
Chains affixed to block and tackle like pulleys are suspended from a giant A-frame of branches and trees that extends high above the heat of the furnace fire. Each chain terminates in a cast iron pod that unscrews. The hearts are placed in the metal pods and lowered into the red coals, where the heart is baked through and through in just a matter of minutes. The cooked flesh is raised from the coal bed and removed and placed into a bowl that is made out of bread. The host priest now proceeds to the dining table. Alone. In a single file. To consume a heart that is totally identical to the one still beating in his chest. The dining table affords a view of the double line preceding the fire pit. The dining table affords a view of the double line preceding to the fire pit and a single file that gathers at the tables. Song and cries of pain, shouts of glory and gurgles of death mix into a cacophony of grim orchestration.